Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and right now, we bring to you former NFL All-Pro, the man who heads up Lights Out Extreme Fighting. It is Sean Merriman. Good afternoon, sir.
What's up, my man? How are you?
Well, we're doing good. We have an important ethical question for you to begin. At all points in your life, if you asked for a water cup at a fast food place, did you fill it up with water and never fill it up with soda?
I can't say that I haven't. Well, the thing is, you got to get clear soda, right? Because it got to look
Sprite,
like water.
Sprite, yeah.
Sprite is an option.
Well,
Sprite
you just failed that test, but
no,
guess what?
It was great. It was great.
So did all of us. So I think that's okay. Now, I want to get to Lights Out 27, going to be happening this Saturday, so we're only a couple days away in Long Beach. But before that, obviously, got to get your breakdown of the Micah trade and the impact that we've seen these first couple of games for both teams.
Well, I don't think anybody's shocked. I don't think Jerry Jones is shocked. I don't think the fans or the organization is shocked at what Micah is doing right now. They knew what type of player they had. But I want to say this. I know that a lot of people and the fans in the media are upset at Jerry's decision, but I look at it as it was good for both parties because of the tensions. You know, they're played out publicly. You know, Micah just having a stigma about him just being in the locker room. And sometimes it's just good for both parties. And, yeah, right now, you know, the Cowboys, in my opinion, they lost right now. But if, you know, those extra first-round draft picks turn out to be something in the next 3, 4, 5 years, then, hey, you can look at it, you know what, maybe it wasn't as bad as we thought. But right now it stings because Micah is a complete animal out there just causing havoc all over the field. So, yeah, of course the Cowboy fans and the organization should feel like they lost right now.
I'm curious, though. There was one line from Steven, and it was reflected from his conversation with Matt Eberflus, and that was, we feel like you can scheme up pressure, but stopping the run's a completely different deal. Do you agree with that, that having the dudes to be able to stop the run's different, but you can draw things up to create pressure?
You can draw schemes up, you know, by different blitz packages. I mean, some of the best D coordinators can figure out doing that. But what you can replace is a single person that can go out and take over a game.
True.
I mean, you know, and I hate using this. It sounds cliche about calling Micah a generational player. A lot of people say that. But a Michael Parsons only come around that type of player like once every 10 years, 7 to 10 years. You only see a guy like him. So with that being said, yeah, you can draw some blitzes. You can get home to the quarterback, disrupt the offense. But you got one player that no matter what that scheme is, he can go out and take over a game. And that's the special part about him.
Okay, I want to go back to, I know you talked about it as cliche and people overuse generational player. Is there anything in particular that you think differentiates somebody like Micah from your, you know, Myles Garrett, Trey Hendrickson,
Aaron
Max
Donald.
Yeah, of the world?
Well, say that one more time?
Yeah, I know you were joking about it being cliche, but I wanted to know if there's anything that you think distinguishes Micah from people like, you know, Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, Trey Hendrickson, Watt, yeah, any of those people.
Yeah, the offensive coordinator scheme against them. Mm-hmm. I remember offensive coordinators coming up to me before games and said, even at my years where I was injured and I wasn't the same player anymore, they said that they didn't know how my body was, so they had to make sure they drew up plays that I don't disrupt their offense, right? They knew they couldn't run certain counters because I was going to come off the line of scrimmage and I had the speed and explosion to run a counter back from behind. So, boom, counters are scratched. Now, you know, they didn't know if they had the fan protection or keep a running back or have the tight end to hit me before he got out in his route. So things like that, there's only about seven to eight guys in the National Football League where you're saying, okay, we can't run certain things because they're on the field. And that's the difference in those players you just named.
Well, Sean Merriman joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece. Always love talking ball with him because he's really good at it. I really do enjoy hearing his concepts on defense. And looking back at this past Sunday, that was a chaos game as Russell Wilson goes for 450. And you look at kind of what was going on. Did that look like a lack of communication in the secondary, or did they just look beat man up?
Yeah, it was definitely a lack of communication. And I didn't see guys talking enough pre-snap.
Oh.
I think that's their biggest problem right now because everybody, like great defenses, they talk the entire time. When they see something, they relay the message to the safety, down to the linebackers, down to the D lineman. It is a constant communication. So I saw guys still looking around to find out what to do when the ball was snapped.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a bad sign. So it's a lack of communication breaking down in coverage that's causing those big plays to happen.
The other thing, too, that I've been kind of excited about, and I don't know if you've noticed this, Dak seems to have a different energy about him, and I'm not sure if you kind of noticed. He looks comfortable in the offense, but he also seems to have this confidence. I don't know if it's, you know, from not having McCarthy here or if it's just because he's such a veteran and he has this leadership role, but Dak looks like he's playing with a different confidence right now.
He is, and I think it's evident. Anybody that's watching the game, especially somebody like myself, that played it, and that's the reason why Brian Schottenheimer got elevated. And they didn't bring in a new guy to so down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thumbtack has to start over and learn again. And so, you know, I know that he wasn't a flashy coach when you know, he was announced as being a head coach. But I, you know, he was on the coaching staff with us when I was with the Chargers.
Yep.
And I know what kind of coach he is. Now, when you're Dak Prescott and you know the system like the back of your hand now, and now you got a coach that believes in you to let you go out there and play freely, it reflects in the way he's playing right now. So that was him being elevated to the head coach. It wasn't an organization thing. It was a Dak Prescott situation where we're not going to put you in a bad position to start over again with another offense.
Now, I want to make sure that I stay consistent with this opinion, but we've talked about it with Justin Herbert. He feels like the most decorated quarterback in NFL history that's never actually accomplished anything prior to this year. What have been your thoughts about the Chargers so far? And it kind of looks like things might be clicking finally.
Well, look, Matt, we just talked about the coordinators and the coaches feeling comfortable. I think that most people need to realize Justin Herbert hasn't had the same consistency as from the head coach down to the offensive coordinator, down to the quarterback coach, since he's been in the National Football League. He hasn't had a stable situation. And so now, not only does he have a stable situation, he doesn't have to go out and win football games anymore. Hmm. That team is based on being physical up front. And I know they haven't got the running game going just yet, but they will. But they're playing great defense. Justin Herbert going out and making plays when he needs to make them. Not the 60-yard bombs down the field when he's being tackled and the miraculous stuff that he was asked to do in the past. He can go out and just play football and make the plays when he needs to, and that's the difference in this team.
Man, when you saw the Khalil Mack injury, though, I think every single one of us just went, it's gross. How did you ever have a moment where you looked down and the joint wasn't going the right direction?
Yeah. I had when I dislocated my shoulder when I was with the Bills, and it was my shoulder injury was much like what Drew Brees had in 05 when I was with the Chargers, when it kind of popped out and it was stuck outside the socket. Mm. And it's scary at the moment, but it's even scary when they ask you to bite down on a tile so they can put it back in place, put a harness on you, and throw you back in the game. So it's.
Do you ever feel like it's the 1800s when they do that then?
This is Roman times type stuff we're talking about, guys. This is gladiator, you know, kill or be killed in front of in a Coliseum. And that's the thing about football. And I was at that game and I saw it, and I thought it was much worse than them putting them on a short-term IR. In fact, I posted something on my IG this morning about me. Hey, look, if the Chargers need me 4 games, 15, 20 plays a game, I can step in. We got to fight Long Beach this Saturday, so I'll already be in town.
Now, speaking of those fights, we could talk about the card itself, but I was intrigued by something you said in another spot about the AI-generated advertising. Can you walk me through kind of that concept and what that's going to look like?
Yeah. This Saturday, we're going to, for the first time in commercial use, we've been working on this thing for 6 months. So we'll have 5 sponsors that's on the mat, but we'll have another 5 that changes every fight. So the audience and fans out there will see a different sponsor that changed. So somebody in California or somebody in Texas will see a different sponsor than the next. And that would be the first one in combat sports history to ever do this. And we wanted to open it up to small businesses, man. I mean, you know, I've always been a bit, you know, obviously being in the combat sports space, but I'm also, you know, cognizant of businesses looking to advertise. So we have a virtual AI advertising company that we're going to display this Saturday. So it's the coolest thing. And then look, we're going to expand this into soccer, into baseball and football, hopefully one day. So we wanted to be the first to kind of bring it to market.
And what is it? Is there a particular fight? I mean, I'm sure the card as a whole, but is there a particular fight that stands out to you that maybe you personally are most looking forward to as a fight fan on Saturday?
Yeah, big time. Our main event, Tyrell Fortune, he's a number one heavyweight pound for pound right now. And I think that after this fight, he goes out and wins this fight in a good fashion, he'll be taken off to the UFC. So we have the next up-and-coming superstars of the sport. We got 3 guys in this card that I think will eventually, and within the next 6 months or so, end up in the UFC. And we want to be the next up. We want to be known as the best talent that's not in the UFC, to send guys there. And by the way, you guys make sure you download Lights Out Sports TV. It's we're available on every smart TV, iOS and Android, completely free. Got a ton of free live sports there. But, yeah, make sure you guys download Lights Out Sports TV. We'll be live at 5:30 Pacific.
All right, man, that was perfect, because I was just about to say, and tell everyone where they can find you, because I believe the fight started 7 Central, but maybe 7:30 Central. So the Lights Out TV app.
Yep. Yeah. If anybody got Roku or any smart TV out there, or iOS, Android, and you want to tune in, man, completely free. So no more subscriptions added. You know,
thank God.
People are happy about that. So we got a massive fight this Saturday. So you guys make sure. And then a ton of cool, like, TNA wrestling's on there. We got poker and chess and motocross, motorsports, outdoor sports. We got a bunch of free live sports there. So check us out.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
Actually, I don't think I knew that about TNA wrestling. Fantastic. Thank you very much for the time, good sir.
You got it, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. There you go. Sean Merriman, Lights Out 27, Lights Out TV, if you want to download the app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.